Outside the box. Worthy of your prayers. Or not. Today's topic is Bible study. For those who call themselves Christian, the Christmas holiday is a special time of the year. Many turn to the Bible as a source of inspiration or spiritual growth. But what does the Bible tell us? Is it what we need to hear? It's hard to take the Bible's messages too literally, although some do. For those who do, they're endorsing human slavery in Leviticus 25:44 and Exodus 21:7. Human sacrifice in Genesis 22:1. Rape and murder in Numbers 31:7 and Deuteronomy 20:14 and 22:28. And capital punishment in Leviticus 20:13 for gay sex, Leviticus 20:10 for adultery, Exodus 35:2 for working on the Sabbath, and Deuteronomy 21:18 for rebellious sons who should be killed specifically by stoning. There's also bad science in the Bible, plus contradictory statements in different parts, condemnation for eating shrimp or trimming your hair, and shockingly horrible treatment of animals, children, and women. While in the Bible there are lots of positive ideas from almost anyone's point of view, there's a lot of scary stuff as well. I suppose this could all be metaphor and code language for what's really meant, although few seem to know or agree on what these metaphors might actually mean. Is the Bible the word of a so-called God, a superhuman that knows all and controls all? I can't imagine a so-called God that believes in all these terrible things. It had to be the work of humans, not a superhuman. Maybe what is in the book of Paul was written by someone named Paul. Or, according to biblical scholar Bart Ehrman, it was more likely written by some imposter claiming to be Paul. Even if the author is who she or he claims to be, can we believe what they wrote, or what the scribe who took their dictation wrote? What they might have penned almost 2,000 years ago has gone through the hands and pens of various scribes, translators, and reinterpreters. The original Hebrew and Aramaic Old Testament and Greek New Testament were copied and occasionally changed by scribes, a word here, a sentence there. There's evidence that some rewrote it just so it would sound better, and most likely with a slightly different meaning. The Bible was then translated into Latin just after the time of Roman Emperor Constantine, about the year 380 of the Common Era. Then it was translated into English and numerous other languages after the invention of the printing press, beginning in the late 1400s. Who knows what was lost in translation? And people like King James had a lot of influence on what the Bible said. His version drifted significantly from previous ones because James wanted compliant followers of himself as well as Christ. Have you ever participated in the telephone game where one person in the circle whispers something in the ear of the next person and the whispered words go around the circle? As you well know, the words usually come out very different at the end. This is likely what happened in many parts of the Bible due to various scribes and translations and the watchful eyes of powerful popes, kings, and clergy. Considering its origins, some of its contents, and its history of rewrites, the Bible seems like a mighty strange piece of work to use as a guide for one's life and beliefs. Do you believe what's in the Bible? Which parts do you practice, and which do you ignore or reject? I'm Larry Danziger, not looking for much guidance from the Bible, since there are plenty of other great ideas to choose from.